Moving now to agenda item B, which is abalone status review and listing. This is also a decision. Take away, Beth.
Hi. Hi, this is Bob Sizemore, Puget Sound Shellfish Manager with the Fish Program. Dr. Henry Carson took the lead on this project and this process, and he's done an excellent job on this. And at this point, if Hank is on the line, I'd like to turn this over to him.
I am. Thanks, Bob, and good morning, Commissioners. I'm going to give you just a brief overview of how we got here and then explain three proposed rule changes. Please let me know at any time if you have questions. The department initiated a review of pinto abalone, which are iconic marine mollusk, a large sea snail valued as food and for their iridescent shells. We initiated that in October of 2018, following the procedures outlined in WAC 220-610-110. We did a preliminary review that we presented to you in December 2018, and that review found that the populations in the state are in danger of failing due to limited numbers, one of the criteria for listing as state endangered. Numbers were reduced initially by a recreational fishery that was initiated in 1959 and closed in 1994, and likely illegal harvest. But they have continued to decline since the closure of the fishery in the absence of significant harvest. Monitored populations have declined 97% since 1992. And a lack of juvenile abalone sightings paired with increasing average size of those survivors suggests that we have an aging population that is not reproducing in significant numbers and unlikely to recover without active help. We had a lengthy peer review, a scientific peer review of that status review and a public comment period that confirmed those findings and was in support of the listing. We edited the preliminary into a final report that we presented to you in April, as well as the public hearing. And we had an additional 30-day public comment period on that final and received five additional comments, all in supportive of listing. And then the listing was also supported not only by individuals, but several organizations, including the county commissioners of Jefferson Island, San Juan and Skagit counties, and other organizations such as the Sea Doc Society, Friends of the San Juans, and the Northwest Straits Commission. Are there any questions on that background review? Next, I'd like to just explain our proposed rule changes. There are three. The first would remove pinto abalone from the list of classified shellfish. That's in WAC 220-320-010. We believe this is necessary because under RCW 7712020, only wildlife can be listed as endangered species, and classified shellfish do not fall under the definition of wildlife in RCW 7708010. The second rule change would be to remove language defining the areas and seasons in which pinto abalone can be fished. That's WAC 220-330-090. We believe that when abalone are no longer classified as shellfish, rules concerning the areas and seasons which abalone can be legally harvested are no longer needed. And then finally, number three, we'd add pinto abalone to the list of endangered species found in Washington, and that is WAC 220-610-01. Any questions on those proposed rule changes?
Commissioner Fisher?
Go ahead, Kim.
Ken, I would like to express my gratitude to staff for the effort that has gone into this, the work that they've been doing to ensure that this species sustains in the waters of Washington for quite a while, and then the recognition of the need to heighten protections, I think, is very important. That said, I move to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 220-320-010, shellfish, 220-330-090, crawfish, abalone, areas and season, personal use fishery, WAC 220-610-010, wildlife classified as endangered species, as presented by staff.
Is there a second?
Smith will second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion on the motion, on Commissioner Thorburn's motion regarding Pinto abalone? Okay, if we will, no, if there's no discussion, we will go proceed to the vote. All in favor of Commissioner Thorburn's motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Is there any opposed, same sign? All right. Thank you all. That does it for abalone, unless anyone has any closing comments.